Good morning. Brock and Hunter with you.
Good morning, man.
7:32, high of 62 today. Another beautiful day.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be sunny, is it?
No, well, later on, we got some rain to start, then some sunshine midday. Tonight, clear, a little bit lower, 45. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Talk about tomorrow, though.
68 degrees.
Yeah, that's right, Florida.
Yeah, suck it, Florida. Right.
Come on, old people, come back.
Yeah. Hey, Texas, suck it. No, that is great, though. Of course, I mentioned before, I have a bad feeling that Mother Nature is going to bitch slap us at least one more time.
You know, it's going to happen one more time. It happened last year.
Yeah, it's still only February, middle of February. We got all of March, people.
Oh, yeah.
We got all of March to just have Mother Nature go,
yeah, don't put the skis away just yet.
I know, right? As soon as I bought skis, it didn't snow. Didn't snow anymore.
Come on, bro. Keep buying skis, man.
I got 13 pairs of skis, man. Oh, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Today we are going to talk about the 10 grossest or most germ-covered things at work. Now, you and I, we have a lot of shared stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got shared mouses, we got shared keyboards, the board here. And just looking at the board, this thing's disgusting. And the fact that
you're germaphobe, you probably wouldn't want to touch that thing.
I should probably wear gloves.
Yeah. Right. Why are you wearing gloves?
Because you're disgusting. So we'll go over the first five, and if you guys want to call, if you got gross things at your office, your place of work, we'd love to hear about them. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
Plenty of them.
Or maybe that one gross coworker that everything they touch now becomes gross.
One employee doesn't wash his hands.
We'll start with number 10, communal pens and pencils. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That I'm very protective of my pens.
A lot of people around here are, though.
Because, well, one, they're not cheap. And two, like, you feel guilty every time you grab one out of the closet back there. Mm-hmm. You see them looking at you like, oh, taking another pen, are you?
I took a pen from the fancy country station across the hall there. A guy named Matt that works over there.
Yeah,
he got so pissed, man. Is that my pen?
No. Little life hack with pens. Get a red pen, right? So a red cap, red pen, put a blue ink in there. People never steal red pens.
Oh, you're right, though. People don't like red
pens.
They
don't care. If you're doing work, you don't want to do a red pen. Mm-hmm. Little life hack for you.
The damn pen is blue.
The pen is blue. Your headphones. Oh, my God. These.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I just leave mine in the studio. And I know people come in here and use them. I should stop doing that.
I use yours.
Yeah, gross. Yeah.
I got filthy ears, too.
Smells like your cologne. Gets me all hot and bothered.
Like, why do my headphones smell like brute?
This is ridiculous. High karate aftershave on this thing. Number 8, shared electronics, printers, copiers, obviously. Mm-hmm. Number 7, your mouse.
Yeah. That's a given. I think everybody's mouse.
Number 6, your computer keyboard.
Yeah.
So those are all the 10 through 6 grossest things. We're going to come back.
I'll give you a hint. If you ever come to my house, don't ever use my mouse in my man cave.
Or
my keyboard.
Why is the wheel always stuck? It doesn't make sense. You're sick.